This is Day to Day from NPR News. I'm Madeline Brand.
And I'm Alex Chadwick. The U.S. is out of the soccer championships, the World Cup. The American team today lost to Ghana 2-1 in Nuremberg, Germany. The Ghanaians advanced to the second round, even though this is the first time that country's ever even made it into the World Cup. Bill Saporito is with us from the stadium in Nuremberg. He's covering the tournament for Time magazine. Bill, the U.S. seemed confident going in, and the team was ranked, I think, number 5 overall in the tournament. So maybe this is a pretty big upset.
Well, it is, but it isn't. Remember, the group they were playing in included Italy and the Czech Republic. The Czech Republic was rated 2nd going in, and I think Italy is certainly in the top 10. And Ghana is one of the coming teams in Africa. So this turned out to be the toughest group in the tournament. And quite frankly, the U.S. is a little unlucky today not to advance.
When you say unlucky, what do you mean?
Well, they lost on a penalty kick that was called in injury time in the first half. That's the time that's added on to compensate for players who are hurt or that kind of stuff. And it was a controversial call that the referee made. A lot of refs would not have would have let play go on. So it was a tough way to go out.
Well, the U.S. did manage to score 1 goal. How long was the game tied up, or did that goal come at the end of it? And how did it come out? What happened?
Well, Ghana went ahead in about the 23rd or 4th minute on a bad mistake by the U.S. The U.S. turned around and tied it in the 40th minute on a really beautiful play from Marcus Beasley to Clint Dempsey. Really well-taken goal, and that was the 40th minute. And as soon as they got into the 46th minute, the penalty is called, and they're in now. They go into the half. Instead of being tied 1-1, they're behind 2-1. And, they had to chase the Ghanaians all second half, and it was just too much to overcome.
Just could never do it. Have you managed to speak to anyone from the team? I just wonder what the reaction is there.
Bruce is very disappointed. Bruce Arena, the coach of the team, is talking now, as a matter of fact, and he just said that, if we had gone into halftime at 1-1, knowing we have to win, we'd have a much better chance of winning that game. And he's certainly right about that. I mean, I've been in a lot of locker rooms where, I've been tied 1-1 and behind 1-1. I could tell you that a late goal like that is a crusher.
Well, there were thousands of U.S. fans there. You kind of wonder what this is going to do to the state of soccer in the U.S.
It was a huge showing by U.S. fans. There were more than 20,000 of them here. The U.S. Soccer governing body sold every ticket they could get their hands on. They had a waiting list at one point, and the world body, FIFA, had to give them more tickets. So it was you could say that the U.S. team didn't do well, but the U.S. fan base had a great tournament.
Bill Saporito covering the World Cup for Time magazine. Bill, thanks for speaking with us.
Thank you.